keep getting set for those first four games without Todd. What do you guys got to do to minimize the impact of his absence?
It's not really about minimizing. I think it's going to be a team effort, you know, because if the offense, you know, is not, you know, putting ourselves in, you know, fourth down long where we got to punt the ball, I think that may help. And then I think it's just all about the guys knowing that he's not going to be there, and the guy who's stepping in knowing that he's replacing him, he has to go out there and do a job that Todd would do. So I think that's the perspective that we're looking at. And with the young guys we have coming in, just have to have them to go out there and cover the ball regardless of who's kicking.
How disappointing is it?
I mean, it's always disappointing. I mean, but things happen, you know. But at the same time, you know, Micah always taught us, and we have the mindset that we're only one play away from being in the game. So that's a process. Luckily, it happened early enough that, you know, it's something that we can deal with. Management can take care of the front office and getting a guy in here that can get the job done. So I think from that benefit, you know, we have, you know, a little bit of leeway. But at the same time, a guy has to come in and still do the job as if Todd would do when he was here.
Do you look forward to going down the field?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. It's all about a mentality. I mean, everybody has a role on this team, and you have to really know what your role is. My job is to make sure the young guys are in the right place and knowing what they do. You know, a lot of them come out of college really not knowing how to even play on special teams, but at the same time, with a veteran like myself and a couple of the other guys that's been around, know how that we do things around here. So we just go in and take it in that perspective and try to show them the right way to do things, and hopefully they can follow suit.
You understand that the difference between you being on an NFL team is you play special teams. A lot of guys don't like to play that.
Well, I mean, that's like I said, everybody can't be that household name, you know, and I think I'm good at what I do because that's all I get to do. So until my number's called on defense, you know, everybody's seen what I can do on defense. I go in there and get the job done as if Al's never been, you know, missed a beat. So, I mean, that from that perspective, I think that has helped me have the longevity in the league that I had. But at the same time, I enjoy doing what I do. You know, like I say, football is, you know, a young game, you know, but at the same time, I'm young at heart. So that's the feeling that I always have coming into training camp.
Do you have a favorite hit?
No, I think every hit is a good hit to me. It's always, you're always good as your last hit. So I think every hit to me is my best hit.
You seem to always be around the ball on a kickoff or a punt in coverage. That says something.
I would just say it's all about want to. I mean, like I say, everybody has the same opportunity that I have. It's just, you know, my want to may be a little bit more than anybody else's. And I think I have some of the techniques being around, being a veteran, that doing what I do as far as the coverage game and the blocking game. I think that helps me in some perspective of being able to get off blocks and get on blocks and be able to go down there and make a play on whether it's punt or kickoff.
You're in a special section of the media guide. You know what that is?
No, I sure don't.
You're the only Bronco to wear three numbers.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but like I say, it's always nice to be wanted in this league, and I take it from that perspective at the same time. You know, I mean, you know, numbers really don't make me. I feel I make the numbers. So, you know, pretty much, you know, if I don't like 51 this year, I change into something else. You never know. Because, you know, a lot of teams don't really take an emphasis on special teams, but here it's really a big deal. I mean, and for Mike to take time out to give, you know, our coaching staff, you know, a special teams practice is saying a lot. You know, it's actually, you know, that's that third wheel that a lot of people really don't know that we ride on the motorcycle, you know. So the offense is the front tire, the defense is the back tire. We're that third wheel, you know. We kind of keep it kind of balanced. But at the same time, you know, it's good because it gives a lot of the young guys who are not getting a lot of practice reps, you know, in OTA days and then coming out here in the summer camp. It allows them to be able to see and slow things down to knowing when and where they're supposed to be at on special teams, regardless whether it's kickoff, kickoff return, punt, punt return. It allows them to be able to see what they're doing.
Knowing what you know about making a tackle on special teams, would you ever want to return one?
I have. If you look in the media guide, I've returned a couple of kickoffs before. I don't know about punts, but I've returned a couple of kickoff returns before. But, I mean, like I said, it's whatever I need to do to help the team win and, you know, to keep it in that perspective, you know, whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do.
Last couple of days, you've been stripping the football from the receivers and some of the young running backs. Is that as much to get a turnover as to kind of teach them a lesson as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, taking care of the football and me, you know, from my perspective, that's the most prized possession on the football field. And I think the more times that we could take it away from our offense, it allows, you know, our opponent's offense, it allows our defense, you know, our offense to have the ball and more opportunities to put points on the board. So looking at it from that perspective, you know, the more times, the more strips that we can get is always beneficial for our team. So I think from that perspective, but you have to learn how to do it in practice so you can carry it over into the game.
Do you ever get mixed feelings about the O's inability to protect the ball?
No, not at all. I mean, like I say, things are going to happen, you know, because you don't really factor in, you know, tip balls and stuff like that, you know, hits from behind and stuff like that. They just look at it as a turnover. So I think our offense is taking, you know, a lot of pride in taking care of the ball, you know, considering what, you know, the turnover ratio was last year. And then the defense exception, especially, is, you know, taking, you know, adhere to what we do, is try to go out here and strip the ball, get interceptions, whatever it takes for us to get the ball back for our offense.
Thanks, Keith.
I appreciate it. No problem.